Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. If you're learning English, you are welcome here. And if you're not learning English, you are also welcome here. Because you might enjoy the story. So, this is a continuation of the last two episodes, by the way. So you might need to listen to those to know what's happening. Here we go. I jumped off a freight train with my little dog, and we ran into a forest. There were trees everywhere and leaves that made it seem dark already. I was very hungry, and it was hard to think. This was the first time I ever rode a freight train. I was not prepared. I didn't have any water or food with me. It was an impulse, a sudden decision. It was spontaneous. I didn't plan to ride the train. I was walking my dog, and I just jumped on. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know that this is not normal for me. I live a very regular life. I go to work 5 days a week. I have a routine. I follow the same routine every day, or pretty much every day. But now, I was out of the routine, way out of the routine. Fortunately, it was not so cold out, since it was late July, and so we would be able to sleep outside. But I didn't know where or how to choose a place, and I was extremely hungry and thirsty. I knew Shelby was hungry too, but she was drinking water out of puddles, so at least she wasn't thirsty. The only idea I had was to move quickly away from the railroad tracks, because I was afraid of getting caught there. I think a railroad cop might have seen me. There was no path in the woods, so I just ran or walked fast through bushes and around trees in the opposite direction of the railroad tracks. But eventually, I saw Shelby, my dog, sniffing the ground and following a path. It was a deer path. That is, a path made by and used by deer, and not people. There are a lot of deer paths in the woods. You can tell they're deer paths because they are very narrow and sometimes go up and down very steep places. We followed the deer path for a while, though I don't know why. Deer do not usually go to hotels or grocery stores, which are the places where I would go to find food and a place to sleep. But, like I said earlier, I was out of my routine. I was very hungry and thirsty, and so I found it hard to make decisions. So I let the deer path decide for me where I should go. And so I followed the very crooked, narrow way made by these quiet, beautiful animals. It was beginning to get dark very quickly. I kept my eyes on my feet in the little path until I could barely see it, knowing that soon I wouldn't be able to see anything at all. And then, all of a sudden, bang! Shelby took off running. It was far too dark to see where she went or why she went. But I think she may have seen a deer. I called her name out loud, and just when I finished saying her name, Shelby, four deer, I think four, thundered right by me. I couldn't see them until they were close enough to touch, And as soon as they arrived, they were gone. I stopped walking and felt my heart beating very fast. Shelby and the deer were nowhere to be seen. Of course, it was very dark. Though she was probably okay, I didn't like her being alone. Or maybe I didn't like being alone myself. Either way, she wouldn't come when I called her. I could have used my cell phone light to see in the dark, but my battery was nearly dead, and I wanted to keep that little bit of battery in case I had to call 911, which is the phone number you call for emergencies in the USA. I really didn't want to call 911, though. And then I saw something ahead of me, a kind of building. As I got closer, I could see it was an old concrete block building with some graffiti on it. I'm not sure what the building was for, but it seemed like it hadn't been used in a long time. I looked inside. It was very bare and simple, and the floor was made of dirt. I went inside and sat down in the corner. It felt a lot like being in the boxcar, only it was quiet and still. I could barely hold my head up. I was so tired. But it was hard to fall asleep because there were so many mosquitoes buzzing around my head. I just put my head down and waited for sleep to come. It took a long time, but it worked eventually. I did fall asleep. I don't think I slept for very long, but I did fall asleep. And I woke up in the morning, very hungry, but so very happy, because Shelby had found me and was curled up, sleeping by my side. And birds were singing all through the woods. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.